Numbers of major crimes were down in Hopkins County in 2014. I talked with Hopkins County Sheriff Butch Adams Thursday morning.
We've gone down on actual cases on some of them, and of course we had the murders or homicide this year. Of course we cleared that where it's filed as one case but two defendants.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, like, to give an example, simple assault, that could have been a carryover from the year before, but it showed we arrested or cleared more cases than we were reported, but that's probably where we write it. Happened at the end of the year 2013, and we cleared it in 2014, so that's why that's that way. But overall, we're real happy because of our clearance rates went to 84, where the year before it was 78.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking all the way back to the year 2000, I only see one year where you had a better clearance rate. In 07, you had an 85% rate, which is, 84, 85. That's not very statistically, not a whole lot of difference there. So,
yeah.
So that's a real good number on the clearance, and I know that's big for you.
Yeah, we enjoy getting them because that shows that we're getting, number one, help from the people, that they're being more noticeable of what's going on and giving us more information. Plus, my guys are constantly trying to clear every case, not really to clear them, but to get the stuff back on, like, thefts and burglaries. And we get kind of wild about that, so we want to clear as many as we can.
Mm-hmm. Is it later you get a report on the actual amount of property that was actually taken and the amount actually recovered back to the victims?
Well, we've been having problems with that. We're trying to do that, but sometimes by the time we go through our computer system, it's not getting everything, and so we're having a hard time working with the computer people to get that to where we know exactly how much we get back.
Mm-hmm. Some of these crimes can be affected by patrol and that sort of thing real actively. Some things are just out of your control. If a crime of passion, somebody decides to kill somebody or something like that, there's not a whole lot of sheriff's office can do except investigate the case after the fact.
That's it. And we're always striving to be out there and be seen and be out on the county roads where most of our stuff will be happening. But you still have, like you say, the cases where it just happens and there's no way you could have prevented it.
As far as this year, it looks pretty good to you. Any areas that kind of worry you as you look at it?
One thing that is hard to do is larceny, and that's like your computer crimes and your identity thefts, and it's hard. And a lot of it too, your offense might have occurred technically in Ohio, but it affected the person here, and getting to, I guess, say where you got help from the other end is kind of hard because they've got their own big stuff they need to be doing.
KSST News.